Welcome, everyone, to The Good Stuff. With Christmas coming up on Wednesday, guys, it's time to start your shopping.
So true, so true. Well, with that in mind, let me tell you a little bit about Tri-State Livestock News. They are what ranchers read, and there's a reason. They are connected with successful breeders, the thrill of rodeo news, and they love to bring up exciting upcoming events to keep you in the know. Tri-State Livestock News, it's a great gift. It's a great gift to yourself. Go to TSLN.com.
Integrity Meats in Belle Fourche, South Dakota is grateful for customers and community. And the holidays are a time to open up our hearts, to pause, to reflect, and to pray. So have a blessed Christmas from Integrity Meats in Belle Fourche.
And guess who else says Merry Christmas? Rick and Lynn Shippey out of Winter, South Dakota. You know, they buy, sell, and auction land. It's Shippey Realty, and they're wishing you the happiest of holidays.
Kim, do you know why Santa Claus has three gardens?
Because he ho-ho-hos.
Right. Oh. You got it. So he can ho-ho-ho.
There we go. I have no clue how I figured that out.
All right. What do you got today?
I've got a piece called Grandma's Helper. I remember my first Christmas adventure with Grandma. I was just a kid. I remember tearing across town on my bike to visit her on the day my big sister dropped the bomb. "There is no Santa Claus," she jeered. "Even dummies know that." My grandma was not the gushy type, never had been. I fled to her that day because I knew she would be straight with me. I knew Grandma always told the truth, and I knew that the truth always went down a whole lot easier when swallowed with one of her world-famous cinnamon buns. I knew they were world-famous because Grandma said so. It had to be true. Grandma was home and the buns were still warm. Between bites, I told her everything. She was ready for me. "No Santa Claus," she snorted. "Ridiculous. Don't believe that. That rumor has been going around for years and it makes me mad. Plain mad. Now put on your coat and let's go." Off we went to Kirby's General Store, the one store in town that had a little bit of just about everything. As we walked through its doors, Grandma handed me $10. That was a bundle in those days. "Take this money," she said, "and buy something for someone who needs it. I'll wait for you in the car." Then she turned and walked out of Kirby's. I was only 8 years old. I'd often gone shopping with my mother, but never had I shopped for anything all by myself. The store seemed big and crowded, full of people scrambling to finish their Christmas shopping. For a few moments, I just stood there, confused, clutching that $10 bill, wondering what to buy and who on earth to buy it for. I thought of everybody I knew, my family, my friends, my neighbors, the kids at school, the people who went to my church. I was just about thought out when I suddenly thought of Bobby Decker. He was a kid with bad breath and messy hair, and he sat right behind me in Mrs. Pollock's second grade class. Bobby Decker didn't have a coat. I knew that because he never went out to recess during the winter. His mother always wrote a note telling the teacher that he had a cough, but all we kids knew that Bobby Decker didn't have a cough. He had no coat. I figured the $10 bill, with growing excitement, I would buy Bobby Decker a coat. I settled on a red corduroy one that had a hood to it. It looked real warm, and he would like that. "Is this a Christmas present for someone?" the lady behind the counter asked kindly as I laid my $10 down. "Yes, ma'am," I said shyly. "It's for Bobby." The nice lady smiled at me. I didn't get any change, but she put the coat in a bag and wished me Merry Christmas. That evening, Grandma helped me wrap the coat in Christmas paper and ribbons. A little tag fell out of the coat, and Grandma tucked it in her Bible and wrote to Bobby from Santa Claus on it. Grandma said that Santa always insisted on secrecy. Then she drove me over to Bobby Decker's house, explaining as we went that I was now and forever officially one of Santa's helpers. Grandma parked down the street from Bobby's house, and she and I crept noiselessly and hid in the bushes by his front walk. Then Grandma gave me a nudge. "All right, Santa Claus," she whispered. "Get going." I took a deep breath, dashed for his front door, threw the present down on his step, pounded his doorbell, and flew back to the safety of the bushes and Grandma. Together, we waited breathlessly in the dark for the front door to open. Finally, it did, and there stood Bobby. 50 years haven't dimmed the thrill of those moments sent shivering beside my Grandma in Bobby Decker's bushes. That night, I realized that those awful rumors about Santa Claus were just what Grandma said they were. Ridiculous. Santa is alive and well, and we are on his team. I still have Grandma's Bible with the coat's tag tucked inside. $19.95.
We also want to wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from WW Tire Service, 8 locations across Central and Eastern South Dakota. Shane and all of his crew wish you the happiest of holidays, and that's the good stuff.